So I started my radio career, and so did Ashley, at one of our sister stations. And sorry, I'm so rude. Hold on one second.
There we go.
All right. I started my radio career, so did Ashley, at, well, she started before me at another station. But anyways, for continuity purposes, we started at 103.5 Kiss FM, one of our sister stations in Chicago, Illinois. And I got to work on the show called Fred and Angie. I was really lucky to do that because that's where I met one of my mentors. His name is MJ. And MJ was the producer, and MJ is one of the coolest dudes I've ever met. And MJ just texted me. Now, he's very passionate about this as well. So this woman's name is Miriam.
Yep, Miriam.
And she was an actress on Harry Potter. Do you remember her?
Uh-huh. Professor Sprout.
Yep.
So what was Professor Sprout? I'm sorry, I'm not that great at Harry Potter.
She was just like the, she wasn't in it much, but she was one of their professors of like the, I want to say.
It's like almost like a, not a vegetable class.
Yeah,
like what you, like agriculture, essentially.
So essentially, she worked at a dispensary. And she was 800-409-9393. Do you agree with her? Do you not agree with her? This is her stance on Harry Potter fans.
It's a great series. It's a wonderful set of films. I'm proud I was in it. But it was 25 years ago. You know, grow up.
We were at Universal, and Terry was so much fun to be around. She reminds me, I'm an annual pass holder. I love Disney World. Disney World, Disneyland, anything Disney. I love the movies. I love Star Wars, to me, is like the greatest thing around. I'm a child, but I enjoy it. Like, it makes me happy. I always joke around when people are like, Disney adults are weird. Okay, well, at least I'm not into meth or something.
Right?
Like, there are other weird things that you could be into. But Terry, I mean, you were running around. You made us wait 2 hours for a ride, which is totally worth it. It was an amazing ride. When you hear that as a Harry Potter fan, what goes through your head?
Cancel her.
Cancel her, right?
She's like so wrong.
Here's what MJ
She's
has.
She's destroying my childhood.
He's, by the way, MJ said botany. You know what? Here, hold on. Let's
botany.
See.
Oh
my. Come on, MJ. Get on the air with us.
He's probably working. Why do I have two numbers from him?
Call the most recent.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why does it do that, too?
Kaylin
Robert. Nope.
Oh,
that's someone else's number. Obviously.
I know.
Hold on.
Yeah, what are you doing talking to them?
I think you move more. Let's talk to you.
All right, now it's ringing.
All right, there we go.
Cougar bait.
Yay! It's MJ!
Guys?
Hi.
By the- I miss you so much.
Dude, I miss you more. Oh my god, I'm gonna cry.
Why don't we do a trip to Disney?
We should.
I owe MJ a trip to Disney, so we all need to make this happen. Hey,
I would love to do that.
Real quick, because I know you're working and whatnot, or maybe at least attempting to.
I'm driving my daughter to school, but that's okay.
So when you hear this, and by the way, you have two beautiful kids too, so you're raising them the right way, and they get to go to Disney all the time, and you want them to be kids forever. When you hear all that, what goes through your head? Because you love Harry Potter, you love Disney. What's working with this?
I'm right with Terry. You got to cancel her, because like that's the only thing that we have to hold on to. Like, think of all the things that millennials had to go through their lives. Like, all we have is holding on to, like, our youth. And you've got to, like, first off, she has to call out that it's 25 years ago. That hurts.
Right?
I don't really want to think about that in the morning. So that's brutal. But also, like, Harry Potter, Lego, Star Wars, like, that's all we've got.
Yeah.
Don't call us out for it.
And it's weird, too, because she made so much money from this as well. It's like,
exactly.
I don't want to keep it going.
That feeds you.
Yeah. And it's kind of like, oh, you want me to pick some up? Well, here, because MJ's not going to be able to hear. MJ, I love you.
Love you.
Tell Mary I love her.
Yes,
tell the
Mary's
kids I love
amazing.
Them.
Amazing.
And we need to stop saying it. We really do need to figure out when we're going. I mean, I'm yes. down to go literally whenever. I'll free
He's
it up.
He's an annual pass holder.
Agreed. Love you, Joe.
All right. Love you, man. And seriously, I really genuinely mean this. Like, I would not be in the position I am with radio without him. He, like...
He kept you sane.
Well, yeah. That's for you to know and MJ to know and me to know and we can converse later. But, and Jed knows. Terry's heard the stories. But, no, I love MJ so much and I'm so happy for him. And anyways, now I need to move on to Caitlin. Hello, Caitlin. Good morning.
Hello, Joe.
We hate this woman, don't we?
Yes, it's very disappointing to hear that from her, especially since she was in the movies.
It's kind of like if I were like, you know, if people listen to the radio, you need to get over yourself.
Yeah.
You need to go find something else to do with
your
time.
Television.
Caitlin, what do you do for a living?
Right. I am a manager at UPS.
People need to stop. People who ship things?
Right.
What is your problem with packages? How dare you?
Right? Just deliver it yourself.
I know. It's very contradicting of her.
Caitlin, is this going to stop you from watching Harry Potter, or are you going to band together with all the Harry Potter fans? I'm going to rewatch. I'm going to rewatch Harry Potter now because of this wench.
Yeah, it makes me want to go home and watch all of them in order from start to finish.
Well, then that's what we're going to do. But I'm not reading the books. You can't get me to do it.
It's more detailed.
Hey, the books are good. The books are amazing. I read them when I was, little, but
25 years ago, according to
Miriam. right, I know.
Which, by the way, and thank you, Caitlin, you are reading the books right now, aren't you?
Yes, I'm rereading them.
I love that.
I love them.
They're great.
They're amazing.
Lorena?
Yes.
Hi, good morning. You agree with Terry?
Good morning. I agree with Terry because as someone that just recently got into Harry Potter, I am absolutely obsessed with them. And it's definitely something where she just needs to be canceled. And I've actually just started reading the books.
And how old are you?
Huh?
How old are you?
21.
There we go. See?
I'm curious with Ashley because you just started watching Harry Potter too. Like when you hear this, I mean, you are probably, not to use the word cool because like I think I'm pretty cool because I watch Star Wars, but you are definitely more affluent to cooler things than us.
No.
Like you actually go out and party.
But I agree with MJ. Her saying it being like 25 years ago because that's my sister Megan. She is like Terry. She grew up in it. She watched the movies. She read the books. So when she goes and says like grow up, like no, like this is my childhood. Let me hold on to this. The only thing that I have right now. The only thing keeping me sane in this wild country.
What do you do for a living? Lorena.
What do I do for a living? I work at the hospital.
Could you imagine if you just went to people, healthcare? You need healthcare? How about you stop being a baby and rub some
Drink
dirt
some
in it?
Some ginger ale.
Could you imagine? You would never say that because you're not crazy.
Yeah.
I think we cancel this woman. I think she's done.
Yeah.
I think we're done with her.
They got to like edit all her scenes out so she does not get a check.
I think what they do is they should just put me in place.
Yeah.
I can like,
you
with AI.
Professor Sprout.
It'd be so easy. Yeah.
I'm a short little woman.
A short little woman?
Yeah.
This would be the first time I played something. I'm an ease? Isn't that all of Hollywood?
More of The Joe Show in minutes.